Good morning. This is Roy Ulrich with another Daily Inspiration. I'm going to read to you a verse from Proverbs again, and I'd like to be sharing mostly with the men today. Proverbs chapter 18 says this, verse 22, "Whoso findeth a wife findeth a good thing, and obtaineth favor of the Lord." This verse says that if you found a wife, you found a good thing. Probably most of you, I would hope so anyway, when you were searching for a wife, you were praying about that, you were seeking God in that, and you were careful about how you went about finding a wife. And if you found a wife, God has blessed you. And this verse says, you found a good thing, and obtaineth favor of the Lord. I have a question for you. If someone were to give you something very valuable, perhaps even a gem, like a precious stone, that's worth tens of thousands of dollars, maybe even hundreds of thousands, what would you do with that precious stone? How would you, what would you do with it? Would you be careless about where you would leave it? Would you be careless about how you handle it? Would you be careless as to where you store it? And maybe that's not a good illustration, I'm not sure. Maybe think of it this way. What is your most valuable possession? What do you have that you value? That's the most valuable thing that you own. What do you do with it? Are you careful how you use it? Are you careful how you store it? Are you careful how you preserve it? Or are you very careless with it? I don't think so. Typically, things that we value and are worth very much to us, we take very good care of. We're very careful how we store it. We're very careful how we preserve it. We're very careful how we use it because it's valuable to us. Well, I'd like you to think about your wife in that same context. If you found a good wife, and you've sought one with care and prayer, you found a good thing, and may I say, a jewel of great value, a rare jewel. A good wife will contribute to your comfort in life like nothing else. So, how do you value your wife? Are you careful how you treat her? Or do you find it easy to spout off some angry words sometimes? Is that really how you should be treating a rare jewel? Maybe you don't think of your spouse or your wife as a rare jewel. Well, maybe you should think that way. How do we treat them? One of the things that I've observed in many men is that they don't know how to hear or listen to what their wife is telling them. And maybe not in words. Sometimes we men aren't good listeners, and sometimes we don't catch on very well when they're trying to say something to us by their actions, maybe not even, and maybe with their words too, but sometimes their actions should tell us important things, and we tend to miss it. Husbands, are you able to hear the heart of your wife? Do you understand what makes her tick? How often do you have intimate conversation? Conversation about those things that are close to her heart. Conversation about maybe the children, or maybe your financial situation. Intimate conversation about how you feel about things. Why did you respond the way you did the other day? Do you talk about those things? Are you able to communicate with her freely, lovingly, carefully about those things? Not only does she want to know how you feel, but she would like you to ask her how she feels. Her feelings should be very important to you. Husbands, we have a lot to learn. I've seen many men who don't do those things. They really don't care for their wife's heart. They don't know how. What's important to them? I mean, what's important to those men, to many men, is just how they feel. And it's just real nice if their wife submits to their ideas and their thoughts. And, they just live that way. And so often, her ideas, her thoughts, the things that are important to her, aren't very important to him. And it should never be that way. And that's what I mean about intimate conversation. When you listen to the things that are important to her, how does she feel about whatever? What are her thoughts about whatever? Are you a good listener? What do you do with that information that she shares? Do you take it to heart? Do you demonstrate that you really care about the things that are important to her? Otherwise, we'll be running all over them and they get hurt. And some wives have been hurt so badly they don't even voice their heart and their thoughts anymore. They're just a good submissive wife. They have tremendous pain in their hearts. Because of the way their husbands don't listen to their heart. Well, I hope you're not that way, man. If you have a good wife, you have a jewel of great value. How do you treat that jewel of great value? Do you really love her as Christ would love? Are you able to listen to her heart? Or do you just crush her heart? May God help us, men, husbands, to really show and demonstrate to our wives that we love them, that we care for her heart. After all, God has given us a jewel of great value. May God give us wisdom to dwell peaceably and lovingly with the jewel that God has given us. May God bless your day.